Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the Range, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner's our guest, our good friend, CEO and publisher at Bottom Line Publications. Their Bottom Line Personal is outstanding. It's their periodical, and then they have a number of other books, like the Bottom Line Yearbook. Thank you for my new copy, Sarah.
You got it.
I got it. I love it. 2016. It's beautiful, folks. It's just full of stuff and all kinds of information and drawings.
Make you smarter.
And,
time.
And boy, howdy, do I need that. And then Bottom Line is Health Breakthroughs. I got the 2015 version of that one.
Oh, man, we have to up-to-date you.
I know.
But all right. I'm clinging
to them. I love them. Okay, so give us the website quickly.
BottomLineInc.com. They can subscribe right at the top of the page.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. So we're talking.
Totally threw you off agenda today.
No. We're talking about we have a new president-elect, folks. And Sarah, we had other things we were going to talk about, but based on the election's results, I asked her to share some of the things that they know about our new president, our upcoming president, based on their interviews with him, the time they spent with him. So what else do we need to know about him?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are amazing business lessons. I mean, say what you will about whether he's gone bankrupt or whether he's, you know, succeeded or failed at everything.
Let me tell you something. Macy went bankrupt 6 or 7 times. Ford went bankrupt
right.
4 times.
Right. Right. It's okay.
In America, we're not like Europe, Sarah. In Europe, if you bankrupt, your children have a scarlet B planted branded on their forehead. In America, we redeem people.
Well, not only that, you know, years ago, bankruptcy really was a scarlet B, and now I'm going to call it, for good or for bad, a legitimate business tactic.
Well, it can be. It can be. I mean, they make laws for that. I was bankrupt once, Sarah.
Yeah.
I didn't take bankruptcy. But I had a judge who said to me one time, Jim, you're what we made bankruptcy laws, who we made them for. Your circumstances are why we made bankruptcy laws. He says, you should take bankruptcy. And I said, yes, sir, I know I should, but I'm not going to. And I didn't, and I came back. But my point is I wasn't a bad guy because I got in that position. Things happen.
Right.
I'm taking responsibility. I'm just saying it didn't make me a bad guy.
No, well, you know what? Real estate is a lot of speculation. The market tanks.
Right.
You don't know what's happening.
That's right.
In my own business, we send out every promotion that I have is I can make $100,000 profit or with a 5% loss I can do in my mailings, in my promotions.
Yeah.
If I do a 95% of my goal, that's an A, right? That's a good solid A.
Right.
I can lose almost 100% of my profit.
Right.
By just getting a 95. Mm-hmm. There are businesses and there are elements of business that are very volatile.
Business is hard, no question about it. So what did you learn about him?
So here's really interesting stuff. One of the important things that he does, he talks about making your communications short, fast, and direct. So, you know, he was very soundbitey. He was really good at just kind of coming up with quips.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a really important tactic of the way he thinks. His point is that nobody wants to listen to you drone on and on and on. So that to be effective, be it business or in your personal communications, just say what you need to say. And he actually gives himself
an internal. So on his show, he didn't say, you're fired, now let's talk about it. He just said, you're fired, get out, right?
Nor did he say, oh, you know, it's been a hard time and
poor
I know you tried really hard. He just pulls that Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And he has an internal clock. He just gives himself an internal deadline so that he says as few words as he can to get his message across. Clear, direct communications, and I think that's a really important lesson for everybody.
There's one other thing, and I haven't interviewed him, but I think I know this about him, and being this way for me has been made all the difference for me, and that is you have to know what you want, and if you know what you want, if you're not wishy-washy about things, you know what you want whenever you get it or you don't get it, you make the decision and you move on.
Yeah, well, I think you always want to go into anything, back to negotiating, what's your end game? Right? You pick up, you start your day, what's your goals of the day?
Mm-hmm.
So what's that, you know, where do you want things to end? Where do you want things, you know, what do you want out of an interaction? That's always what you want to keep your mind on.
It frustrates my wife sometimes because she'll say, what do you think about this? I say, I don't like it. But you just saw it. How can you know that? I say, I already know it. I don't like it. You know, and that's what business people have to do. They have to make those kinds of decisions.
They do. And then you made an important point also, Jim. You said whether you get what you want or not. So back to Donald Trump.
By the way, my wife says, I don't care whether you like it or not, I'm doing it anyway. See, so that,
yeah,
I didn't get it,
happy,
I just got to say
it. Need mama happy.
That's right.
But he always puts bad news into perspective. You know, is it a blip or is it a catastrophe? And for him, most things aren't catastrophes. You know, tomorrow comes. There's some really bad stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the sun comes up, you still got your life, you still got your family, like, you move along. So especially in a lot of business challenges. So that he, even when he's in the midst of the most challenging things, I think that's how he had the fortitude to keep fighting through, you know, whatever was getting thrown in his way. And Hillary did this too, you know, and to talk about her, no matter what, all this, the Comey, everything that was coming out, she just smiled and kept moving past.
Great leaders have one thing, which is actually two steps in common, in my opinion. They concentrate and they focus.
Mm-hmm.
They stay focused and then whatever they're focused on, they concentrate. And I think that's the key. I mean, you just got to stay focused.
Well, it's true. And again, what's your goal? And they don't get thrown off course.
Yep.
You and I have
Absolutely.
Talked about this.
Yep.
I've been interviewed before about women executives and the glass
mm-hmm.
ceiling and they're forever wanting to worry about. And you know, all these people are bemoaning the fact that a woman didn't get elected president.
Right.
Well, in my view. Do what you need to do. What's your goal? And don't worry about if they're picking on you because you're a woman or picking on you because you're blonde or picking on you because you're left-handed.
Sarah, hold on that thought. Quickly, your website.
BottomLineInc.com.
Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.